In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm going to be reading from Ezekiel 2, verse 2 to 5. "As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. The Holy Spirit entered into the prophet. And I heard the one who was speaking to me say, 'Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. Hard of face, obstinate of heart am I sending to you.'" These are what they are. Their necks were stiff. "But you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God,' and whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them." That a prophet has been among them. I remember when we went into the state house and we were talking about birth and about children in the womb. And I remember being the last person saying, "You that want to destroy children in the womb, you will have violence on the streets." I said, a prophet is speaking. I don't often say that. And you know what? The violence on the streets in Boston have not stopped. Why? Because we teach killing from the womb. We teach violence from the womb. Ezekiel was told to speak to these people of Israel, but they were a rebellious nation. You know, we have in Israel the prophet, the priest, and the king. The priest does the sacrifice. The king implements the laws. The prophet speaks God's word to both and to the people. And very many times the prophet is stoned, or the prophet is seen as a person that should not be heard because he called his people to repentance. We have just experienced the 4th of July. Wonderful. Independence Day. And we sing God Bless America. And yet I tell you, God will not bless America until America repents of her sins, of the sin of abortion, of the sin of gay marriage, of the sin. God will not bless America, honest. America is under the wrath of God, but a wrath that will lead us to conversion. God will not bless America. We can sing it all we want, but we have laws that kill children till the last moment. We have laws that your husband can marry another husband, a wife can marry another wife, and you know, pretty soon it's going to be one man to five women. Because what is marriage? When you destroy marriage, you destroy it completely. So who is to say that one man can't marry five women? Who is to say that? If you're going to redefine marriage, you have redefined it to the nth degree, and anything can happen. Prophets speak the word of God, and you know, sometimes they get discouraged. Sometimes they get discouraged. I'm reading from the 20th chapter of Isaiah. "And O Lord, you have deceived me." Imagine saying to the Lord, "You deceived me. And I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. For since I spoke, I cried out violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord has become a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor will I speak of him any more in his name. But this word, his word, was in my heart as a burning fire shot up in my bones, and I was weary and forbearing that I could not stay. In other words, with all the conflict that he had, with all the experiences of being hated, I tell you, he didn't quit. And my message today is don't quit. No matter what's happening in your life, don't quit. Jeremiah could have quit, and he says, I'm not going to mention his name anymore, but there was a fire in his bones, and he continued to speak the word of the Lord. Don't quit. The easiest thing in the world is to quit. Just to quit. Because you say, well, I'm being bothered, I'm being tortured, I'm being tormented. Don't quit. God has done something in you, and he says to you, it's not time to quit. It's time to press in. It's time to press in. It's very easy to quit. How many times have I thought to myself, I'm going to quit. I'm just going to quit. Then I say, where will I go? I only have Jesus. What will I do? I only have Jesus. It's very easy to just want to just, that's, it's finished. Then I said, I will not mention him anymore. In other words, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit as a prophet. Nor will I speak anymore in his name. I'm going to quit. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary and forbearing it, and I could not stay. In other words, I had to continue to proclaim the word of God despite what was happening, despite that I was deceived, I felt deceived by the Lord, despite that I was a derision and everyone mocked me, despite, I cried out violence and spoil, and they took it out on the prophet. And what did they do to the prophet? They put him in a cistern, and he was there up to his knees in mud. I tell you, don't quit. It's not the time to quit. It's the time to say, yes, Lord, I want to continue with you. Yes, Lord, I need you. Yes, Lord, I want you. Yes, Lord, I just want to continue with you because you are my God and I love you very much. And the word of God says again, but Zion said, this is from Isaiah 49:14, the Lord has forsaken me. Do you ever feel forsaken? My Lord has forgotten me. Have you ever felt forgotten? Then the Lord speaks, can a woman forget her nursing child? Can a woman forget that she should not have compassion on her son, the son of her womb? Yes, this woman and women may forget, but I will never forget thee. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. You see, he felt like quitting. The Lord had forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Well, the Lord doesn't forget us. But sometimes it feels that way, doesn't it? And it's time to say, don't quit. The easiest thing to do today is to quit and to say, I'm not going to go on anymore. It's too painful. Don't quit. It's not about quitting today. It's about going forward. You might say, but I'm so weak. Oh, yes. Then we're going to look at St. Paul, what he says. We saw Ezekiel preach the word of God. And what happened? You know, God told them that their faces were hard and they weren't going to listen, but he was to speak anyway. What does St. Paul say? I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of the revelations were given me. A thorn in my flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is made perfect in weakness. Listen to that. Power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ may dwell within me. Therefore, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. How weak are you today? How weak are you? Then you're very strong. Someone the other day came to me and they felt so weak. I said, after I prayed with this someone, I said, put your hands on me and pray for me because you're weak. That means you're strong. Oh yes, don't quit. It's not time to quit. Paul said, I'll gladly boast of my weaknesses in order that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ may dwell within me. Oh no, he knew what persecution was. He knew what insults were. He knew what hardships were. He knew what constraints were. But he said, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, when I am weak, then I am strong. Don't quit. Don't quit. You might say, I've never been so weak. Even before I met the Lord, I was much stronger than I am now. Don't quit. It's time to press in and say, yes, Jesus, I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. It's time to give our lives to Jesus in a way that we've never given our lives to Jesus, because we are so weak, we are so filled with pain, we are so filled with everything that we don't want. But yet the prophet Isaiah said, can a mother forget her sucking child at her breast? Even if she should forget, I will not forget you. In other words, the prophet felt like he was being forgotten by God. Zion said, the Lord hath forgotten me. Oh yes, have you ever felt that way, that the Lord has forgotten you? But he tells you today, I have graven you on the palms of my hands, and you are mine. You are mine. Hear the word of the Lord. You belong to Jesus Christ. You are his. He has graven you on the palms of his hands. It is not time to quit. It is time to go forward. No matter what you're feeling, no matter what's happening in your life, it is time to go forward, not to quit. I know it's easy to quit. I know it's easy to quit. And many people have quit. I know that. Many people have left the Lord. But when you leave the Lord, who do you have? Who do you have when you leave the Lord? You don't have very much. You have yourself. And you don't have his protection. You don't have his mercy. You don't have his love. Don't quit. Oh, prophets, speak the word of God to the priests and to the king, and often they want to quit because they are not heard. They are put in cisterns. They suffer. And the Lord says, in the midst of your suffering, when you're most weak, you're most strong. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that you're strong today? I don't feel strong. Oh, yes, you're strong today. Because when you're most weak, you are strong. And you can do great things for God when you're weak. Yes, because you'll know it is not you. It is the Lord working through you, the Lord working in you, the Lord himself. St. Paul experienced weaknesses. And, you know, he wanted that thorn in the flesh to be relieved from him. It used to beat him and keep him from being elated, because he experienced the third heaven. Three times he begged the Lord that this thorn in the flesh would leave him. What is the thorn in the flesh for Paul? Some people say it was he was blinded. And he says in the book of Galatia to the Galatians, you would have given me your eyes. Other people think it was epilepsy that he had. I don't know what he had. I have no idea, but I do know this, he didn't quit. He didn't quit to the very end when he was in Rome and his head was chopped off for the sake of Jesus. He didn't quit. The easiest thing in the world to do today is to say, you know, I'm finished, no more, no more. Well, you know, the prophet said that. And then he said, It was a fire in my heart and in my bones. I couldn't contain it within me. I had to speak about him. I had to speak about him because I had to, because I belong to him. And somehow he has captured my heart, and I must speak the word of God, even though I am persecuted, even though I am constrained, even though I experience hardships, even though I experience insults. Oh, they hated Jeremiah. They hated Jeremiah. They wanted nothing to do with Jeremiah because Jeremiah said, "You're going off to Babylon." They hated Ezekiel because Ezekiel, one day the Lord says, "Pack your bags and make a hole through the wall and tell the people they better pack their bags because they're going to Babylon." They hated him. They hated him. They all would say, "But we have the temple here. God can't do that." I tell you, God can do anything he wants. He can do anything he wants in America. We need in America to repent, to repent. Lord, forgive us for what we have allowed in our country. This country that was raised on the Lord Jesus Christ, this country that was raised on the gospel. Forgive us, Lord Jesus Christ, for our sins. Forgive us for what we do to children. Forgive us for what we do in marriage. Forgive us, Lord. We are in need of your forgiveness. We cannot deal with anything unless you forgive us. We repent of our sins. We are in need of you. We are in need of you. I'm reading from Mark 6, 1-6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place. That's his home. He came to Nazareth, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given to him? What mighty deeds have been wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at Jesus. Oh my. They said, "We know this guy. We saw him growing up. We saw him as a little child. We saw him growing up. We saw him with Joseph. We know this person. Who is he? He's the carpenter. Who is he? He's just a human being." They denied what they saw because he spoke in words that were prophetic, and he spoke and did wisdom things, and he spoke and healed the sick, but they would not acknowledge that. They took offense at him. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, they were in the boat and Jesus came and they took him in as he was. These people will not take Jesus in as he is. They think they know Jesus. He is the carpenter, the son of Mary. Oh yes, we know his family. We know his family. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own native place and among his own kin in his own house." So he was not able to perform many mighty deeds there apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Oh yes, sounds familiar. When you're going through pain, when you say, "I'm going to quit," he's amazed at our lack of faith, that we forget what he has done. We forget what he wants to do. We forget the promises of God. Please, please, it is not time to quit. It is time to go forward. It is time to say, "Jesus, I repent. Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I'm so weak. Jesus, come to me. Jesus, come to me with your presence. Jesus, come to me with your power. Jesus, come to me." Oh yes, it's very easy. It's very easy for the prophet to say, "I'm not doing it anymore because I'm sick of being persecuted. I'm not doing it anymore because I'm sick of being hated. I'm not doing the word of God anymore because people will reject me." Oh yes, I tell you, what we need in every diocese are not priests. We need priests and prophets. We need priests to do the sacrifice, yes, and we need prophets to call us back to God, prophets that will not take no for an answer. And you know what we'll do to the prophets? We will stone them, just as they did in the Old Testament. Prophets are not very nice people when it comes to what's happening in our land or in our church. Who is this prophet to speak this way? They don't even know us. Yes, I tell you, we need prophets. We need prophets to call us back to God. We need prophets to call us back to our first love. We need prophets that will call us back to Jesus. We need prophets. Oh, yes, they knew him so well, but they didn't know him at all. That's real. They knew him so well, but they didn't know him at all. Do you know Jesus? Do you know that he loves you today? Do you know that he went to the cross out of love for you? Do you know this? Do you know this, that in the midst of your thorn in the flesh, that he is your answer? That it is not time to quit, because his grace is sufficient for you and for me, and that his power is made perfect in weakness. Yes, his power is made perfect in weakness. It is not time to quit. It is time to go on. It is time to go on. It is time to go on. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I love you. I love you. I am so weak. I am so weak. Be my strength. Be my strength. I call on your name. I call on your name. Jesus, Jesus, save me. Save me. Don't let me quit. Don't let me quit. Let me be yours alone. Let me be yours alone. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we honor you. We want to go with you, O Lord. We do not want to quit. We want to go with you, O Lord. We are so weak, but we need you to give us your presence. We need you to give us your wisdom. We need you to let us know that you are not only the Son of Mary, but you are the Son of God, that all power and on heaven and on earth has been given to you by the Heavenly Father. O God, have mercy upon your church. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon us that want to just say no more, no more. Where will we go? Peter said, where shall we go? You alone have the words of everlasting life. You alone have the words of eternal life. We have no place to go but to Jesus. Trust in the Lord. Trust in his name. Trust in him. He's a fountain of glory. He's a high tower that protects you. Trust in the Lord. No quitting. Quitting is out of our vocabulary, just as deserve is out of our vocabulary. We do not deserve anything. Jesus comes with his agape love, and he loves us not because we deserve it. He loves us because he loves us. You might say, why? I don't deserve it. That's right. I don't either. But it is not deserved. It is a love that is given freely to all that will accept it. Even if you don't accept it, he still loves you the way you are. You might say, I've been a drug addict and a drunk and I've stolen. It's time to say, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, give me a new heart. Jesus, give me a new life. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I love you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, between July 19th and the 25th. God is going to be doing mighty things as we experience the new atmosphere of his presence through praise and worship. Oh yes, we need to be there, especially if we feel like we want to quit. We need to be with other believers. We need to be with people that will boost us up, that will help us to know that it's not time to quit, it's time to press in. And I need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. I don't even know if May bills were paid. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.